You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with, not Todd Adkins, Ed Stetzer.
Yeah, you have to remember sometimes, who am I actually with? Because I know who your favorite is, Todd. So, but I'm still nevertheless happy to be on this.
The funny thing about this intro thing is when I was recording an episode with my wife on our in-between podcast, I actually multiple times would start the recording and just right away go into, you're listening to the New Churches. And I was like, wait a second, wrong podcast.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But I'm not surprised because you love being with Todd and me so much that it's almost like being with your wife.
Except not at all. All right. Well, today we're continuing our little mini series on answering office hours.
Ding, ding, ding.
So the thing about office hours is if you're a Plus member, we guarantee you a contextualized answer to whatever ministry question you have within the week. That's just one of the things that is a part of Plus membership. So you can learn a little bit more about that at newchurches.com. But let's get into the question for today. All right. So this person is referencing a course that we have on New Churches. It's Essential Church Planting.
We have courses on New Churches? Tell us more about those courses.
Why, thank you, Ed, for bringing it up. No, Essential Church Planting is it's one of those courses that, Ed, you are our feature, kind of our
one
our
of the highlights. Few. You've got like all kinds of one of them now, but I'm on that one. Happy to be on that one.
Yeah, that's kind of our cornerstone content, our cornerstone course, our foundational one, where we talk about the nuts and bolts of church planting. So this person references the idea in that course that evangelism should be the purpose for planting. Evangelism should be the purpose for planting.
You should evangelize a church plant into existence.
Yeah, from our friends Geneva Push. And yes. I noticed
or from actually, Jesus comes to mind. Jesus comes to mind.
So. Yeah, precisely. So, so in light of this question, right, how does evangelism become the purpose for planting? Why don't we actually dig deep into that? The question kind of goes on and it gets really specific, It's more of a, how do we then encourage and denominations and networks to begin, you know, how do you kind of lead up in this way as well? But, you know, aside from that, why don't we just talk about this idea of evangelism being the purpose of church planting?
Yeah. Okay. So we've had in a prior episode, I don't know the number, we actually talked some about specifically multiplying disciples mm-hmm. being how that works. And so let's be sure we're talking about
episode
the same
305,
thing here.
305.
Episode 305, which everyone in Orlando just cheered, or Miami. It used to be Orlando, now it's 407. When I was in Orlando, it was 305. But everyone in Miami, the 305, we actually have t-shirts at Christ Fellowship, the 305. So on episode 305, sorry, I got to take my medicine in the morning to help me be more focused. So not there's anything wrong with that. Just so we're clear. Don't judge me. But so when we talked about that, we're talking about multiplying disciples. That's what we're talking about, is evangelizing people, sharing the gospel and evangelizing church plants into existence. And I think that's the key thing. And we don't want to miss that. So again, one of our concerns, one of the reasons I quit my job at Lifeway to come at the Billy Graham Center is to spend the rest of my life holding up a greater sense of evangelism, including in church planting. Because, you know, Lifeway, I'm just doing communications, doing research. Here, my focus is let's have a greater sense of evangelism. So I think for all of us, we see that. And what we've seen in the recent studies that we've done, I think we've done three or four, back to 2007, I think was the first, maybe even earlier than that. Anyway, so that's 10 years of study. And here's what I found. We're getting better at church planting. We're planting larger churches. We're planting more churches. And they are less evangelistically effective. And so I think we have to ask the question, is this the way we want to do it?
Are they related at all then, that more churches and bigger churches are being planted with evangelism going down? Is that
I think probably the factor that relates them is there's a we're getting better at church planting. I mean,
okay.
You know, we love Exponential, right? We go to Exponential. Mm-hmm. There's a whole industry around, and so, you know, when I planted my first church, I grew my church as I told people about Jesus. Now you can do a whole lot of things to grow your church that don't include telling people about Jesus, and they need to include telling people about Jesus. So definitely, I think there's so the better we get at the organizational processes of church planting, I think often the worse we get at the old school, you should do this, tell people about Jesus church planting. And so I think that's the distinction.
That
so.
We kind of get enamored with, hey, I need to follow such and such and such, but there's not enough time being spent with the lost.
It sure appears to be the case. I mean, so I think that for us, we can and should and must prioritize. This is one of the reasons in Planting Missional Churches, which you may be familiar with since you co-wrote the second or whatever edition it was. I think that we wrote in there that you should spend a quarter of your time in evangelistic intent, in evangelistic activity. And I think that's not what most people do. So we've got to find that reprioritization of evangelistic intent if we're going to really, really plant churches that reach people who don't know Jesus.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, again, one more thing. That's not something you do from your office on your little computer program that you're sending out emails and you're putting out Facebook posts. That's something you do by meeting people at a bookstore, not just sitting in a coffee shop with your headphones on, studying your Bible, thinking you're reaching people. But that means me. I'm preaching now. I'm preaching. Listen to me now. Say it for people in the back can hear it. So that means that you are taking the time, if you do what we say in Planting Missional Churches, for 12 to 15 hours a week, going to intentionally meet people, build relationship with them, ultimately share the gospel with them. And don't tell me that you're going to plant a church evangelistically if you don't have evangelism in your schedule. Dropping the mic. I'm out. Peace.
All right. Let's take this because we talk and then, I mean, if you haven't listened to episode 305, be sure to do that because we do elaborate on this idea about 305. Micro multiplication and macro multiplication, disciple making, evangelism, and multiplying of your churches. So let's actually take this question a little bit deeper.
I want to say Christ Fellowship. I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you in a few weeks. So you listen to this episode 305, Christ Fellowship. I'm sorry, but we're not in 305 anymore. What episode is this?
309.
So area code 309, do you know where that is? Do you know? Question, buzz, no?
I don't know. Arizona.
It's pretty much central Illinois, so it's not far from here as well. So represent area code 309. Let's do this from now on, every area code.
But surely you looked that up, right?
No. It's close. I knew that.
Okay, but you didn't really know that it was central Illinois by memory. You're looking this up, right?
I'm in Illinois. So that's not a hard one. Do you know the area codes of Tennessee?
Where's 604?
604, Montana.
No, it's Vancouver.
So
well, it might be Montana too. I don't know. It's a Canadian one. All right. Okay. So here, let's take this a little bit further.
Cliff Clavin, they used to do that with Cliff Clavin. You ever see, watch Cheers is up for your day?
No, I watched Cheers.
They would just shout area codes and Cliff Clavin would know the number.
No, I think I missed that one.
So from now on, you're going to call me Cliff Clavin.
So. All right, Cliff. Okay, so the next thing is, let's say you're planting a church. You're looking at a particular neighborhood. Maybe you're even starting a campus in a particular neighborhood of your city, and you are targeting a people group. And that people group seems to be largely evangelized. So for example, you're in Vancouver and you're like, we need to plant a church to reach Koreans. But it seems like a lot of Koreans are already Christian and that there are Korean churches everywhere, right? Or even you mentioned on episode 305 that the 307 actually, that there's a lot of Russians in your area, right? So you're planting a church to really target a specific people group, focusing more on the Korean side. And you're like, well, my perception of them is that they are largely evangelized. So why should we even plant a church? Do we even need to evangelize? Like, how do you respond to thinking like that?
Well, I mean, would there be situations where I would say that you don't need to engage you know, with a people group. And the answer might be, you know, I mean, there's only one place in the world where 100% of the people go to church on the weekend. And so maybe there,
where is that?
I might not pick Karen Island, and I might not go specifically to a place where 100% of people go to church. But I'm not sure that the, that there's not a place for church plants in most settings. Now, would I want to prioritize things? Yes. Do I think it's better to go plant a church in Ulaanbaatar in Outer Mongolia than it is to go plant a church in Tennessee? Yes. Though I've planted a church in Tennessee, so I used an example of my own. So, yeah. So for me, I would want to ask the question, what is God calling me to do? Who is in that group? And if I can identify a subset or a people or a community where there's not a thriving gospel witness or where there's an opportunity to share the gospel, I would do that. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think? What do you think? I mean, reflect on the question and give your response.
Yeah. Part of the question for this is I think it's a perception thing. It's really a perception thing. So to think that, hey, there's a lot of churches in this neighborhood, or there's a lot of, I feel like it goes even to the extent of this scarcity mindset when it comes to multiplication. So here's an example. There's a previous church that I was a pastor in, and we were doing mid-sized communities to develop core teams to plant campuses. And there's this particular area where there were a ton of people who were a part of our church, and it was about 30 minutes away from where one of our campuses were. So I was developing a core team. We were going to be moving out there. The thing that stopped it was that there were other churches in that area, same denomination, that felt like we were encroaching on their territory. And then when you looked at the number of people that were attending their churches to the number of people who lived in that area, I mean, they weren't even reaching a few percent of who actually broadly lived in that area. Yet there was this perception, oh, we're a small town, there's a lot of churches, we're fine. Whereas in reality, what we were trying to do is we were trying to mobilize people, those who lived in that area, to be more missional and incarnational in that area so that they could reach their community, not necessarily encroaching on the other churches, but engaging their neighbors. So it's like, hey, neighbor, come to my church, or we're doing this thing and it's 3 minutes away instead of 30 minutes away.
Yeah. No, so here's what I find. I find that people inside a community, the religious leaders inside of a community, almost never want another church plant. And, you know, there's old expression in church planting, apologize for the U.S. centric reference, but it's start a church in another state. It's all for God's grace and glory. Start a church in my backyard. That's another story. I think it doesn't rhyme with province. So forgive my Canadian listeners and everyone else around the world that listens. But, you know, so I do think that there's, so I don't think the best person to answer the question about whether to plant another church in a community, in a people group, in a setting, in a city, in a neighborhood, whatever, is necessarily the pastor there. On the other hand, I would say again, if there is a thriving gospel preaching church in a community, that's not a bad thing. There could be another. There could be, might say, somewhere else where there's not one. And so I would say that for a lot of this, it's just praying through. I wouldn't want to go where I had, you know, opposition from everybody. Uh-huh. You know, is there someone sending me? Is someone else seeing this? The part of the problem is, and again, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, is part of the problem is a lot of people don't go plant churches because there's a church that they'd like to make a theological statement with. And so they make a, you know, I want to plant a church that's this theological persuasion. This other one's, you know, 2 degrees off. You know, I'm LCMS Lutheran, and, you know, they only have a Wells Lutheran church there. Well, I don't think that's helpful. I don't think maps, I've seen maps of unchurched counties. I've actually been in three denominational offices in my lifetime that list unchurched counties. And those counties are churches, basically counties that they don't have a church. Therefore, they're unchurched. So I don't think that's helpful. But I do think ultimately that there is a sense that there needs to be some prudence, some judgment, that as we think through, we're ultimately planting a church.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening into the New Church's Q&A podcast. If you haven't yet told a friend about the podcast or talked about us or shared about this on social media, we would appreciate it. Tell other people, learn and benefit from it as well. Well, we'll catch you next time.